The defensive Bronco Pro Bowlers landed in South Florida earlier this week without a defensive coordinator back home in Denver. That all changed Thursday afternoon when the team announced Don Martindale, the Broncos linebacker coach last season, was promoted and is now the defensive coordinator.
It was great, man. A coach that has been coaching me throughout my season, my position coach that is. And, it's a great deal knowing, you know, how he takes coaching serious and, you know, the work he puts into it. And I think, you know, it was a great day for him and the Broncos, for him to get acknowledged and you know, his hard work has been noticed.
That was huge. It was something that I was rooting for. I know how much he helped me going to the position that I played. I was just a little different playing in that system as the system that I played in the past. So he gave me a lot of tips and a lot of video to watch on the opposing team that we're playing and some of the things that I need to do in order to help me play faster.
Martindale coached a linebacker group that helped the team rank 7th in total yards allowed and 3rd in passing yards allowed last season. Head coach Josh McDaniels said in a statement that Martindale was the perfect fit to lead the defense after earning the respect of both the players and the coaching staff with the work he did in 2009.
Wink has his own ideas on how he wants to, what he's going to add to the what we did last year. He's a very aggressive-minded play caller. From what the things that we talked off the field and some of the things we talked even on the sidelines, some of the things that he would have liked to have done. So I'm looking for the same aggressive style of defense and for us to make some big plays.
I think we're going to be sound. I think he's a smart coach. I think he's going to create a lot of problems for the opponents. I think he knows how to mix it up well, his background of working with different guys who's been successful in this league. And I'm excited. So I think it's going to be a great deal for us, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
Martindale getting the nod also means the Broncos didn't have to look outside the walls of the team's Dove Valley headquarters to fill the position, considered an advantage to both Doomerville and Dawkins.
He knows the personnel, so we don't have to go out and have to get a new guy to come in. And so it's all about stability, and I think we did that, so I think now we can move forward and get better.
Absolutely, because you're already used to the face, you're already used to the him talking in front of the defense, and we trust him. That's another thing. And then we're not changing the scheme, and we're not changing our verbiage, so that's always a great thing.
I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. More from South Florida Saturday, including Brian Dawkins mic'd up for the AFC's final practice for the Pro Bowl.